We're going to start today with some good news about the economy. It appears Americans were in the spending mood last month. Sales jumped more than 4% compared to a year ago. Mid-range stores like The Limited and Macy's saw sales grow at a healthy clip. The same was true for luxury retailers like Saks and Neiman Marcus. But with gas prices rising, there are worries shoppers won't keep spending at this pace in the spring. The number of American workers filing new claims for unemployment benefits fell to its lowest level since May 2008. New York took the lead with the biggest decline. Fewer layoffs in the construction and transportation sectors were the cause. This good economic news a day before the monthly jobs report gave investors hope that perhaps 200,000 jobs were created in February. That optimism sent the markets up, at least for today. The Dow gained 191 points to close at 12,258. The S&P was up 23 points, closing at 1,331. And the NASDAQ gained 51 points to close at 2,799. Even as the U.S. economy picks up speed, state and local governments will continue to struggle with budget shortfalls. At least that's according to the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke. He spoke in New York last night at the annual dinner of the Citizens Budget Commission, a business-backed group that analyzes the budgets of New York City and New York State.
State and local fiscal repair is far from complete, and governors, mayors, and legislators will confront more tough decisions as they develop their budgets for fiscal year 2012.
WNYC's Lisa Chow is there and joins me now. Lisa, we just heard all this great economic news. Why does Ben Bernanke expect it to take some time for state budgets to improve?
Well, he says because even though the economy is recovering, unemployment is still high, stimulus grants from the federal government are winding down, and state spending is still rising because of increased demand for public services. So the budget problems will continue.
So did he have any advice for states?
His main advice was for the long run, to help states become like less susceptible to the boom-bust cycle. He said when times are good, states need to more aggressively build up their rainy day funds. When times are bad, instead of pulling the plug on capital projects, they should actually ramp up their investment in longer-term infrastructure projects, because he says that'll create jobs. And states should consider restructuring their tax structures to smooth out the ups and downs of tax collection. So, for example, he said if you're relying a lot on sales tax or tax of capital income, like stock or real estate sales, then you're going to be more susceptible to the boom-bust cycle, whereas wages are less volatile and provide a steadier stream for income.
WNYC's Lisa Chow, thanks so much. Regulators in Albany are preparing to ask the manufacturers of common household and industrial cleaning products like floor wax and glass polish to disclose the exact ingredients they use. New York would be the first state to require this kind of disclosure. Big corporations like Colgate, Palmolive, and Procter & Gamble are resisting the effort. They say it could endanger trade secrets and lead to speculation about the health effects of some ingredients. WNYC's Ilya Meritz is here with the latest. Ilya, I understand an important document was recently leaked that tells us what Albany regulators are thinking.
Yeah, that's right. And the big news that we learned from this document is that the effort appears to be moving ahead to require this kind of disclosure under the Cuomo administration. This had begun in the Patterson administration. We're now in an austerity budget situation, and yet the Department of Environmental Conservation is looking to increase the scope of areas that it regulates, including household cleaning products. The document I've been looking at is from last December. It basically sketches out three areas where the DEC is looking for disclosure. Details on chemicals that are not confidential business information, details on chemicals that are considered confidential, and then also looking at some of the health effects, including the relationship of some of the chemicals to birth defects, asthma, even cancer among the risks. What's not clear yet is exactly what kind of disclosure regulators are going to require that the companies make.
Briefly, Ilya, what are the implications for the chemical industry?
Well, it's a $30 billion a year industry, according to the American Cleaning Institute, and these products are the kind of things that all of us have in our homes and tend to trust. It doesn't mean that they're necessarily hazardous. However, if New York State moves ahead with more rigorous reporting requirements, that effectively means that it's going to apply to the whole nation, really, because consumers in North Carolina or California or Oregon could also get this information, most likely. And for that reason, people in the industry are quite concerned.
WNYC's Ilya Meritz, and this story will continue, and we'll have you on again to talk more about its implications. This is WNYC, WNYC.org.